人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位特别的嘉宾，他是白宫AANHPI 也就是亚裔美国人援助夏威夷以及太平洋岛民美国人这个倡导办公室区域网络，也就是针对太平洋西北地区区域网络这个地区的共同主席 Davis 郑。Welcome Davis to our program.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
那我们也感谢雪涛担任我们本次采访的翻译。
Hello everyone, welcome to our program.
首先呢，
谢谢雪涛。
首先，我们非常荣幸，也非常高兴的请到来自白宫那个就是这个倡导办公室的，就是区域主席 Davis 参加我们的节目。那首先，就是能不能请 Davis 给我们介绍一下这一个就是白宫的倡导就是倡导办公室，就是AANHPI 这个就是 White House Initiative.
First, we welcome Davis to our program. He's from the White House Initiative of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander. This office has several regional offices, and this Davis is coming from the Pacific Northwest office. He is a co-chair there. So, Davis, could you please first tell us a little bit about this office? What's the mission and history?
Sure thing. Well, first of all, thank you for the Chinese radio to invite us. And it's my pleasure to be part of this. And also, I'm Chinese. Like I was telling Xiaoyan earlier, right, I can actually speak Chinese. But since these are official, I want to make sure I use the English and then make sure that I get things correctly. So the White House Initiative on AANHPI, so the White House Initiative on Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, was first established way back in the Clinton era, back in 1999, by President Clinton. And it was originally called the White House Initiative for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders only. Initially, the initiative was established and was located at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and has been continued in different iterations across the administrations for over two decades. So if you think about it, right, after Clinton, there's the Bush, and then the Obama, and then the Trump, and then now in the administration. So the initiative actually has moved from different departments as the host. So originally it was in the Department of Health and Human Services, and then in the Bush era and the Trump era, the initiative was actually housed by the Department of Commerce. And then
translate first.
Oh, sure, sorry.
Sorry. 首先 Davis 感谢我们电台的邀请，他还强调了他自己也是中国人，但是因为这个是官方的采访，所以他必须要用英文来回答。他告诉我们AANHPI 这个办公室是在克林顿总统时期，也就是90年代的时候建立的，当时只包含了亚裔美国人和太平洋岛民两部分，但是这个同时这个办公室当时是在健康与人类
Health and Human Services, DHHS。
OK, 是在健康与
人类服务
办公室下面的，在经历了从 克林顿总统到Bush 到奥巴马到 Trump 再到拜登这么几任总统，现在到了 Commerce Department of Commerce 下面对吗？
No. So when that happens, right? So at the Clinton era, this initiative was housed by Department of Health and Human Services. In the Trump and George W. Bush era administration, this initiative was in the Department of Commerce. And in the Obama administration, this was actually hosted in the Department of Education. And okay. Now that it's in the Biden administration, we are back into Department of Human Health, Health and Human Services.
所以最开始建立的时候，在克林顿总统时期，这个办公室是在健康与人类服务部门下面。在川普和布什总统期间，这个办公室在商务部下面。奥巴马时期是在教育部下面，但是回到拜登总统，他又回到了克林顿总统时期的健康与人类服务办公室部门。
Okay, thank you. So on May 28, 2021, so last year, President Biden actually signed an executive order 14031, advancing equity, justice, and opportunities for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islander to reestablish the White House initiative and authorize the creation of the 25-member President's Advisory Commission on AANHPI. In addition, also established or formally established the regional network, which I'm the co-chair, but there are 10 regions where it constitute over 400 federal employees or federal officials.
能再把那个会议告诉
从 The executive order?
Yes.
So it's Executive Order 14031.
And what's it called?
Advancing Equity, Justice, and Opportunity for Asian Americans,、
mm-hmm.
Native Hawaiians,、okay. and Pacific Islanders.
Okay. 在去年5月28号的时候，拜登总统通过了一项决议14031号决议，就是为了发展公平公正和给亚裔、夏威夷及太平洋岛居民机会的这样一个法案。他建立了25名成员的委员会，同时有10个地区的办公室，有100多名联邦政府官员组成。
Okay. So, 那么我们就回到就是您所那个做共同主席的这个区域啊，就是您是在白宫 AANHPI 倡导办公室，就是在太平洋西北地区这个区域的一个共同主席。那么您能介绍一下在这个区域这个组织的一个就是使命是什么？
So you are the co-chair of Pacific Northwest Region of AANHPI. So what's your mission and responsibility for this position?
Sure. So the regional network, which is the Pacific Northwest region, is region 10 in the federal agency, as we call it. It institutionalized a very powerful community engagement mechanism that facilitates information sharing and coordinates on the ground engagement across the federal government's regional offices that are based in the 10 federal regions across the nation.
所以太平洋西北地区办公室是第十个地区的办公室。我们有它是一个联邦政府的一个机构。 我们有很多机制可以建立沟通，包括沟通不同的部门在这个地区发生形成共同的影响。
So the regional network actually have convened a monthly call with the regional leads, myself and also Stephen Yim as the co-chair. But our call actually involves federal officials from different agencies. So the regional lead and the national co-chair, the individuals that are actually in DC or the along with co-chairs that are around the nation, we sit down and basically share the best practices and challenges and discuss ways in which regional offices can work together.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
所以我们是每个月有一次电话通话，我和我另外一位主席尹先生共同参加。我们会跟联邦的部门官员和各个地区的领导人举行会谈。这也使我们的影响力扩大到更大的范围。
In addition to the regional network, the phone calls, we also align our work with the President's Advisory Commission on AA and NHPI and local and state AA and NHPI commissions.
在这些电话会议中，我们也要建立和联邦政府的指导委员会以及其他更低一层的当地的官员的联系。
We also leverage with the other agencies when they have outreach events to communities to provide support and resource to help those agencies to host events and help them amplify the message so we can invite more AAPI or AANHPI community members to join us and join those information sessions to get the best support they can.
好的，我们也会和一些机构，他们是主要负责外联和地区沟通的机构，建立关系。在这个过程中，我们和更多的想要参与到包括申请政府经费之类的活动当中的AANHPI 的人群建立关系。以增加我们的影响力。
太棒了。那我刚刚也跟郑先生就是在节目前也讨论了一下，就是我们想知道郑先生您的个人的经历啊，就是您是出生在哪里，然后什么时候去美国来美国的啊。
So as we discussed before this program started, we'd like to know, Davis, about a little bit about yourself, like where were you born, when did you come to the U.S., things like that.
Sure thing. I think this is the less formal part, right? So my last name is Zhen. So it's Zhen Bie de Zhen, Zhen Zidan de Zhen. I came to the United States, or actually I came to Seattle, when I was 13, so about almost, about 30 years ago almost. So I came here as a middle school student, of course didn't know much English for that matter, right? Actually I was born in Guangzhou, China, so I also speak Cantonese, in addition to Mandarin. I actually went to college here, in Seattle. So I went to the University of Washington and my, degree is in chemical engineering. So,
okay. Let me translate this part.
Yeah.
所以他是姓甄，甄子丹的甄。甄先生说这个 part 应该是比较不那么严肃的。他在13岁的时候就来到了美国，当时是作为中学生的身份来的，已经有30多年历史过去了。他出生在广州，所以也会除了会普通话以外还会广东话。 他在西雅图的华盛顿大学就读的大学，当时的专业是化学工程。
So the other part too, right? What was my first job after college? So I think in addition to being the White House Initiative co-chair for ANHPI here in Region 10, my day job, my actual job is actually that I work for the United States Environmental Protection Agency here in Seattle, also is the Region 10 office. And I am a deputy director for two divisions. One is the land, chemicals, and redevelopment, along with air and radiation division.
Okay, land chemistry.
Land chemicals.
Chemicals.
And redevelopment.
Oh, okay, redevelopment. And air radiation.
And the radiation, yes.
Okay. 曾先生讲了他的第一份工作，其实也就是现在的工作，就是NHPI 的联合主席。但是他在这之外呢，他有一个白天的工作，就是做环保部门的副部长，是吗？
副主任。
好的，他的就职的部门分别是土地、化学物、发展和空气 radiation
辐射
好的，不太熟悉，不好意思。
So yeah, that my first job come out of college was a chemical engineer position in the United States Environmental Protection Agency, in the air division as a an inspector. So it's been almost 20 years I've been working at the EPA.
好，那么这个才是他的第一份工作，是做化学工程师，是地球保护。
Earth protection,
Earth
环保署
Air Earth。
第一份工作是在美国环保署的空气跟辐射部门。
好的，空气保护部门吧，做 inspector 就是监察员。
那您在那个就是这个空气保护这个部门的工作经历，对您就是担任这个 ANHPI 就是倡导办公室的区域共同主席有没有什么帮助，就是或者说这两个工作是不是就是相互关联的。
So your first job as a inspector or engineer at EPA, is there any relationship between that and the job you have today, or do you think it was helpful for you to do your now the current job?
I think so. So first of all, because unless you are a federal worker or federal employee, you won't be able to join or actually work with the White House Initiative on ANHPI as a federal official or federal worker. So that in itself opened up the doors for me and for many of my colleagues in WIAMPI, as we say it, White House Initiative, to be able to serve the community that we came from and also and brought and beyond.
所以在最初成为一个联邦职员之后，我才有机会能够去白宫的这个倡导办公室服务，同时为我从因为我从大陆来，这也为我打开了一扇大门，可以为我自己的同胞提供服务。
So part of it too is when I started the job in US in EPA, I also was a project officer. Basically, I managed grants that are directed to communities. So and mainly to communities with needs or underserved communities, or what we call environmental justice communities, where we funnel the funding to help community members or residents there to understand the environmental impact or the pollutions, to put it plainly, that they are facing in their communities.
我在最初在 EPA 工作的时候，担任过项目经理，项目经理吧。当时我可以负责就是管理联邦的拨款，这使我能够帮助到那些我们叫environmental justice， 就是可能会有受到不公正待遇的在环保方面的这些人，了解他们的需求，同时帮助他们能够获取联邦资金帮助之类的。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你有旅行计划吗？请记住 ，Real ID 法案将于2023年5月3日在华盛顿州生效，标准华盛顿州驾驶执照将不再适用于国内航空旅行或进出一些联邦设施。那么，这会影响你吗？这取决于您的旅行习惯和其他因素。您可能已经拥有所需的东西，但您或许可能需要获得新的身份证件，例如增强型驾驶执照或护照。想知道更多，请到 ID2023WA.com/ZH 了解您的选择。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播十周年。
新冠病毒 COVID-19 仍然是工作场所的严重危害，请继续在公众可以进入的室内空间佩戴口罩，并经常洗手。如果您感到不适，请通知您的主管，待在家里并遵守隔离指南。如果您在工作中感染冠状病毒，您可能有资格获得工人赔偿，包括医疗保健和其他福利。如需更多信息，请致电州劳工和工业部1-800-547-8367。
So, in fact, one of the grants I manage was I believe it's called International District Housing Alliance, IDHA, that's located in Seattle, Chinatown. So that grant actually was able to help local residents in the Chinatown community to do some mapping of different pollutions and also that to get them air monitors to monitor the air pollution and air quality. As you know, Chinatown is located between Interstate 5, Interstate 90, and Highway 99 as well. So there's a lot of traffic that could contribute to air pollution, and the members or the residents there are actually being exposed to a lot more pollution, more so than some of the other communities in Seattle.
所以在我管理拨款的期间，我曾经帮助过在中国城和国际地区的居民，因为他们居住的地区有很多高架高速路通过，包括五号公路、90号和99号，所以他们实际上会受到更多污染的侵袭。 我就帮助他们，包括如何定位这些污染，如何使用空气清新剂或者监控仪来监测他们，可能受到的污染影响。
And these experiences from the projects, right, actually helps. And going back to the question that Xiaoyuan was asking is how does that help me? Is having these projects, I was able to meet with local organization leaders and community and residents to actually listen to their needs and to bring that message back to the agency so we can better tailor our grants, our dollars, or our initiatives. On and regulations too in helping to control the pollution and to help these community members.
好的，这些项目帮助我就回答刚刚小袁提出的问题，它能够帮助我更多的去深入到当地，和那些居民啊，当地的领袖，包括各种社团的团体和居民，去沟通，并且把他们的需求转达给我工作的环保署，这些工作经历都使我了解到如何能够更好的了解居民的需求，并且帮助他们。
That's wonderful. So, how do you like Washington State or Pacific Northwest region?
How do I like it? Good question. Well, I really don't like the rain, but I don't have a choice living in the Pacific Northwest. But in all seriousness, I think I love this area because it offers so much difference in both. I would say the Pacific Northwest area actually has one of the better air qualities comparing to the other parts of the region. I know that we have wildfires once in a while, but overall, because of rain, that actually cleansed the air a lot and suppressed the fire. It's actually one of the better environments here in the Pacific Northwest.
我其实不太喜欢雨天，但是也没有办法，这个就是太平洋西北地区的特点。我很喜欢这个地区，特别是西雅图，它有很多的雨水，这样可以使得空气质量更加好。以前我们会有一些山火，但是因为雨水的存在，就把这些山火给压下去，同时使空气质量也得到了提升。
And also, I think because the Pacific Northwest also is a very diverse community when it comes down to populations, and this actually helps.Enrich the experience anybody comes in, let it be immigrants or just somebody moving from the other parts of the United States to Seattle to better understand the ethnicity groups and the diversity that presents in this area.
同时这个地区也是一个非常多民族的地区，是一个非常多元化的地区，它能够给所有在这里的居民提供更多的接触外界其他人的机会和这种经验，这里面的人群不光包括移民，还有各个从外州来的居民，使得我们这里在种族和族裔的多元化上很有优势。
其实我有一个问题是没有在事先提供的清单上的，就是我们也知道就是你们倡导组织就是白宫的这个AANHPI 这个 initiative 这个地区组织跟那个就是美国小企业管理局 EEOC 的合作，然后你们这两个都是就是联邦的机构，然后就是也是会给地区提供一些经费，然后就是能不能讲一讲你们之间的一些差别，就是。
So I have a question not listed before, which is about White House Asian American North, I mean Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander Initiative and the Small Business Administration. So both of you are a federal agency, right? And you have access to federal funds and grants. So could you tell us what's the difference, or is there any relation between these two offices?
Yeah, sure thing. The White House Initiative is normally established by the executive order, like we talked about on May 28th, the 14031, when it comes down to establishing the initiative. Whereas the Small Business Administration, like any other federal agency, Department of Health and Human Services, EPA, those are agencies established by statute that actually establish them regardless which presidents in, they are still here. Whereas the initiative is normally renewed and reestablished in every administration.
Statute is 国会法案,
sure.
Okay. Statue. Okay. 曾先生说白宫的这个倡导委员会是根据总统令建立的。他有可能需要在每一届总统就职的时候重新建立和重新建立和政府的关系。而小企业small business, 小企业管理委员会和其他的联邦机构，包括环保署这样的机构，他们是根据 statute 决定的，就是国会法案。
对。
OK.
So, when it comes down to funding, the question earlier, right? The initiative do not have too much funding because it's not a congressional appropriated budget that's given to the initiative. So the initiative is basically money that would come from the White House on, I would say, dollars that will come from White House on some discretionary funding that is appropriated through the White House. Whereas Small Business Administration, EPA, Defense, Health and Human Services, they have a federal budget every year that's approved by the congressionals by October 1st.
关于经费的来源，这两种组织也有很大的区别。白宫倡导委员会没有一个固定的资金来源，而是每一届政府通过相关的一些项目给他们拨款。而小企业管理委员会和环保署啊、国防部这样的部门，他们有非常固定的资金，就是从联邦的经费里拨款。
So if you think about the most recent infrastructure that passed, the bipartisan infrastructure law, where it focuses all of the interests on infrastructure, so there are a lot of money that get funneled to the Department of Transportation that will help the infrastructure and all of the improvement that will go there for infrastructure. And similarly for Small Business Administration, there are focuses that would have special grants program that are established under every administration with their different focus to have money to push out, or grants that will be made available for communities and for nonprofit and state and local organizations to apply for funding.
就像我们提到过，这个基础建设的经费，它是从交通部得到的拨款，而小企业管理委员会它能够获得包括帮助企业主，帮助当地的小企业以及非盈利组织为他们拨款这样的功能。
你有旅行计划吗？请记住，Real ID 法案将于2023年5月3日在华盛顿州生效，标准华盛顿州驾驶执照将不再适用于国内航空旅行或进出一些联邦设施。那么，这会影响你吗？这取决于您的旅行习惯和其他因素。您可能已经拥有所需的东西，但您或许可能需要获得新的身份证件。 例如增强型驾驶执照或护照。想知道更多，请到 ID 2023wa.com/zh 了解您的选择。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话2066217501，2066217501。
汽车广告说实惠低月供，听起来不错，但是经销商那儿却另有陷阱。实惠，经销商可能会捆绑其他需要额外支付的项目，例如额外的产品或服务。低月供，您可能需要付高额首付。最重要的是，如果汽车并非广告所说的价格，或其价格您无法接受，请马上转身离开。如果经销商刊登不实的汽车广告，可通过网站 reportfraud.ftc.gov 向美国消费者保护机构联邦贸易委员会举报。联邦贸易委员会或其网址宣。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
OK， 我们知道您要参加本星期六，也就是6月11日，在贝尔维尤市政厅举行的，就是华盛顿州 AAPI。小企业高峰会，然后呢，就是您在这个高峰会上会向这个与会者介绍什么？那么，就是你会向大家讲一些什么
？So could you just give us some? Could you please give us some heads on? Like, what would you talk about in the Small Business Administrative Committee hold this weekend?
No, it's AAPI Small Business Summit.
Yes, this Saturday.
Sure. So first of all, thank you for inviting me. And also I would like to thank the region administrator for the Small Business Administration, Mike Fong, to inviting me to attend this event. In that event, I think I would like to encourage small business owners and associations alike to be part of the conversation. This would help the Small Business Administration better understand the needs of the AANHPI communities, so they can direct their funding and also other and their services to the community.
非常感谢小袁和方先生方卫武邀请我参加这个大会，我希望能够通过这个机会鼓励更多的小企业主和企业人能够成为我们这个交流和对话的一部分。它可以帮助小企业管理局更好的了解就是亚裔以及太平洋岛民这个群体的需求，包括他们对于资金的需求。
Additionally, there's also a part where I will be talking about the White House initiative in more detail as to what exactly our initiative does. A little bit of history, and also what the focus for the initiative would be for this year and the coming years. As you know, as you probably are aware, because the anti-Asian hate that's been happening in the nation, and also the social injustice and the economic injustice at times too between the AAPI communities and other communities alike. So that's one thing that the initiative would like to focus on, and making sure to provide the opportunities and the voice for the communities to be able to express themselves and their concerns.
在这个会议上我还将继续具体的谈一下白宫倡导委员会这个组织它的情况，包括它的历史，它在今年以及未来的几年的专注的方向。因为我们都知道最近有一些反对亚裔仇恨的这样的一些事件发生，包括一些我们关注的群体他们在社会和经济方面受到了不公正的待遇。我们希望能够提供一些机会，能够让他们发出自己的声音，了解他们的需求。
太好了，您对那个AANHPI 这个社区的民众啊，就是参与政治，包括投票啊，还有保护他们自身的就是公民权利这些政治活动，有没有什么建议跟评论？
Do you have any suggestions or comments on the AANHPI community's involvement into politics and their voting behavior?
So I'll speak this not because I'm the co-chair, but more of a personal, as myself, an AANHPI person, right? I think the voice needs to be heard, and for AANHPI community members to be more engaged in political movements and paying more attention to what is going on around themselves and expressing their concerns and voicing it. And I think being part of the political realms of things, to be part of political affairs, to vote, especially in voting and protecting the civil rights, is very important, that they need to make sure that their voices are heard.
Okay. 所以我说这番话是出于我自己作为亚裔美国人的一个身份来说的。我希望这个群体的声音能够被更多的听到，他们的需求也能够被大家了解。他们应该更多的参与到政治当中去，不光是要为他们自己，也为更多的美国人发出自己的声音。参与到政治事务当中，同时要投票，参与投票。
Additionally, I think by being more involved in politics and the civil rights movement, it also helps the communities, right? We are Chinese, and then there's also other ethnicity groups. It helps unite the AANHPI as a community altogether.As you know, AANHPI, those six letters actually means a lot, and there's a lot of different communities, different countries, right? It includes all the Asian countries or immigrants or everybody with Asian American descent, Native Hawaiians, and then Pacific Islanders. Overall, there's over 100 of countries and ethnicity backgrounds, and then probably more than 50 different languages being spoken. How do we unite is through these kind of social movements, right, and politics and getting involved to better understand each other.
我希望更多的人能够参与进来，就是包括公共事务、公共事业和政治相关的事务中。这样可以帮助我们更好的形成一个群体，团结起来。因为我们知道亚裔美国人和夏威夷原住民和太平洋岛居民是一个非常庞大的群体，他们可能包含的有100多个国家和超过50种语言，所以我们只有通过更多的公共事务的合作，才能够形成共同的声音，让我们大家获得更公平的待遇。
讲得太好了，您作为从小来自中国大陆的一位人士，然后现在能够在白宫的一个就是下属的一个机构或者办公室工作，这是不是就是对我们华裔这个在美国的华裔是一个榜样？
So you have been coming from China and have been here for a long time and become a federal government employee.
White House, yeah.
Yes, yes. Do you think you serve as a model for the Asian American or Chinese American people?
Do I think I'm a model? I hope to be I hope to be an example of how we all can accomplish great things, and to inspire younger children as they come. Like I said, I came here when I was 13. So a lot of younger folks are coming, younger children nowadays are in the school system. And I think if we put our mind into it, things can be done, and we could achieve great things. I don't think I have reached really the potential, right? I don't think I've done great things yet. There are a lot more greater people than I am from the Chinese community, the AANHBI community. But I hope to be someone that would inspire the children and the younger and the new immigrants that just because English is not their first language should not stop them from being able to achieve their dreams or achieve their goals. And the American dream, right? That's why their parents and that's why they come here. So.
我不好说自己是个榜样，但是我确实可以算作一个好的 example， 就是榜样啊。好的例子就是能够为自己能够成就自己的梦想而努力的一个人。我希望能够给年轻一代，包括更多的新移民提供一个榜样，就是他们能够更好的融入到包括教育系统和整个社会当中来，因为如果你用心的做事，你就可以做得更好。我觉得我还没有达到自己的最好状态 ，reach the potential。因为有很多人其实也可能比我更能干，但是我希望能够影响到年轻人，让他们不会因为英语是自己的第二语言而感到是沮丧或者失去动力，希望他们能够更加努力。
And in addition, I think part of it too is once you have entered the society, also to give back to the community as well. That's also part of why I joined the AANHPI, the initiative is to be able to provide the support, right, to give back to the community to make sure that others can benefit, just like how I benefit from the predecessor or the ones that come before me.
我同时也想强调，我进入社会以后选择的事业方向是为了能够更好的服务社会，服务大众，为他们提供更好的支持。这些其实也是在回馈曾经帮助过我的那些人，希望他们能够从我的努力当中受益。
不知不觉我们已经到了今天节目的尾声。今天非常有幸请到我们白宫AANHPI 倡导办公室美国太平洋西北地区的共同主席曾先生叫 Davis 郑参加我们的专访。那么在节目的最后就是 Davis， 您对我们西雅图中文电台的听众有没有什么特别的话，有什么寄语要跟我们讲的？
Could you give us some words for the audience of our program?
Sure. I think it's a great thing that Xiao Yuan is actually leading and to have the radio station to serve the community. I have to say, right, when I first got here, there wasn't a radio station that shares the information. And I think you are doing a great thing for all of you. So thank you for serving the community and sharing the information and inviting us, right, to be able to share more information, to get more information and resources to the communities.
我感到很高兴，就是有小袁带领的这样一群人能够建立西雅图中文电台。我必须说，在我刚到的时候，那时候没有电台，也没有这种分享信息的方式。感谢小袁能够带领大家建立这个电台。同时serving the community, yeah, 这也是一个为大家提供更好的帮助的一种渠道。
谢谢 Davis。我们在星期六的华盛顿州 AAPI， 也就是亚裔美国人与太平洋岛民的小企业高峰会，
希望大家都能够前往参加，能够跟曾先生面对面的交流。
Hey, I hope to see all of you there as well. 到时候见。
好。
谢谢。
谢谢，谢谢 Davis。
谢谢 Davis。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Crossings TV, Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。